Good morning, welcome, or afternoon. No, yes, afternoon for you guys from Las Vegas on Super Bowl Sunday. I cannot wait, I'll be honest. I'm going to be quick because I haven't been to bed since I spoke to you yesterday. And I want to get a couple of hours kipping before the Man City Spurs game, or Spurs Man City. Could be a great day for me. Spurs could beat Man City and 49ers win. It could be a shit day with both losing, or it could be sweet and sour if one wins and one loses. And if I had to go for the one that's going to win, it would be the 49ers. I genuinely can't see Spurs getting anything against City. And whilst people have a go at me, I think if I'd want any one of the results, if I could only have one, I want the 49ers to win. I'm desperate to see them win a Super Bowl, and I am looking forward to this today. Got some stories. I nearly got a whack yesterday. I don't set out to try and get whacks, by the way. I think people think I'm not aggressive in any way. But I met Uncle Knobhead yesterday, and he was going to whack me. I'm not going to lie. He was going to whack me, but I'll give you that story tomorrow. I made a very, very nondescript sort of comment, actually, and he just took massive offence to it. I wasn't even trying to... Well, I was trying to take the piss, but it wasn't anything major. And he didn't see the funny side of it. So there you go. So I'll give you that. I'll probably give you that story tomorrow. I'll get Sunday out the way, get this day out the way, and then I will be... I'll have a bit more time tomorrow. I will tweak some pictures from the Super Bowl party and probably give a bit of a running commentary. Yeah, I'm not lying. We're having a great time. Very, very chilled out, Sam and I, out here. We've had a really good time. I'm not going to lie, getting up and doing the footballing things has been a pain in the arse. And that's something I'm going to look to resolve. But the two of us have just had a fantastic time. Right, what have I got for you today? I've got a few bits. Let's start with the racing. I've got a few, couple of horses. No good yesterday. I've got one at Musselburgh. Small win on Digging Deep at Musselburgh. Currently about 5.7. In the 350 Musselburgh Digging Deep, and in the big race at Leopardstown, going to take Faheen on with a small win on Easy Game. Small win, Easy Game, and then cover that stake in the place market. So just back this place market to leave yourself scratch. It's 2.98 in the place, 7.2 in the win. So if you have like 50 quid win, £25 place, sort of half stake on the place just to cover yourself. I'm expecting a big run from this horse today. Obviously it's up against a top quality horse, but two with Battle Over Doyen as well, but I think Easy Game has got a good chance in that at the price. Very good price. Right, football wise I've got one for you, which is in the 1:30 in, so in about an hour's time, in the Dutch Eredivisie, Fortuna Sittard Heerenveen. We'll give it till 30 minutes, this one. If it's 0-0 on 30 minutes, then back over 0.5 goals first half, or lay under 0.5 first half. And if this match and a second bet on this game, if that one loses, just ignore it, leave it. But then if it's drawing on 60 minutes, lay the draw. Fortuna Sittard Heerenveen, if it's a draw on 60 minutes, lay the draw. Even if the first half goal bet wins. So if you've had the first half goal bet up, and then let's say it's 1-0 at half time, it goes 1-1 and 60 minutes, it's still 1-1. Lay the draw on 60 minutes. So first half goal 30 minutes onwards, lay the draw 60 minutes if the match is a draw, irrespective of whether it's 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, 8-8, doesn't matter. Lay the draw. And you can drip lay that if you want to over the sort of 10 minutes, 60 to 70 minutes if you wish to. Super Bowl. Right, I gave a few bets yesterday. I gave a points bet. I wasn't sure where this line was going to move. That's why I said a small bet. I've actually raised my bet up on this. I'll tell you exactly what I've had. I've had on the 49ers win, I've had $1,500. I had 750 on the total points over 53 and a half. I've now raised that up to 1,500. I've had 1,500 on the touchdown scorer yesterday, and I've got two more for you. This one I've bet in England, smallish bet. I've had 100 quid each way. San Francisco player Nick Bosa to be the MVP. If San Francisco are going to win this today, they are going to have to stop Mahomes, and the man to do that is Nick Bosa. And if he does stop him, he has got a great chance of MVP. It is going to be a dynamic game, and it genuinely can go either way, but my figures show 49ers. He is going to be absolutely key if they are going to win it. So Nick Bosa is 22-1, 25 with Ladbrokes to be MVP. I said 150 each way. I've had 150 on, I've had £150 on Nick Bosa. I'm delirious. It's 4 in the morning again. £150 on Nick Bosa to be MVP. I was thinking of horses then. Right, what else have I got? And I've got another one here. The first half total points as well. First half total points at William Hills. I've again sent this one back to England. It's 20-21 at William Hills, over 26.5. I think this is going to be a fast start game. I think they're both going to come out, and I think Garoppolo might surprise them by trying to throw a bit more. I think Kansas, having started slowly, are going to really be going for it. Mahomes, I think, is going to be like quick, try and catch San Francisco off guard. So over 26.5 points in the first half, 20-21 with William Hills. I've sent that back to England and had 500 quid. So 500 quid over 26.5. I don't know why I'm telling you the stakes, but if you want to have portions of mine, then you can. Over 26.5 on the first half points total with William Hills. It's 10-11 with Sky Bet and some other places. 20-21 at Betfred also. So that is the Super Bowl. So five bets in all. I can't wait, as I say. Goes against us. The fair play, it goes against us. I just want to see a great game. I want to see a 49ers win. And hopefully that all falls into place. Right, I'm not lying. I'm absolutely knackered. But probably not going to bed doesn't help. Right, so I'm going to leave you. I'm going to naff off to sleep and grab a couple of hours. I think I've got about 3 hours before I get up and watch the Spurs game. And I might try and grab another hour between Spurs losing and the Super Bowl. Right, have a lovely Super Bowl Sunday. If you're watching the game, as I say, I will be tweeting. Feel free to interact. I know some of you are interested in the NFL and some of you can't be done with it, but I absolutely love the game. I can tell you I've been winding some Americans up about it. I'm going to have all these stories over the next couple of days when I've got some time and it's I've had a bit of sleep. Right, I'm done. Have a lovely Sunday, and I will see you, I'll speak to you tomorrow morning.